Now, news that probably won't come as a great surprise to many of you who have already received your energy bills or filled up the car recently, but the annual rate of inflation here rose by 5.5% in December, according to the latest figures from the Central Statistics Office. That's up on the figure for November and is the highest annual rate since April 2001. Rises of 18% in transport costs and 12% in electricity, gas, water and other fuel costs represent by far the largest year-on-year consumer price increases again. Meanwhile, the Residential Property Price Index shows that house prices increased by 14% nationally in the 12 months to November last year, with prices in Dublin rising by 12.8%, outside the capital up by 15%. Let's get more on these figures and what they mean now from our economics correspondent, Robert Short. As I say, the inflation figure is perhaps not a surprise to people, but what the figures are now showing is that this rise in prices is moving further and deeper into the economy.
Yeah, so I think we've become used to, over the last several months, pretty chunky increases in petrol, diesel, electricity and gas. And they're still on an annual basis extremely high. So you have petrol up 32% on an annual basis, diesel up 36%, electricity up 22.4% and gas up 28%. Now, these may go into that category that the ECB has been trying to persuade us of temporary once-off increases for exceptional reasons, right? But what we're seeing in December is it's begin to broaden a little bit. And the category that a lot of people see every day is food when they're going to the supermarket and buying what they need. And we're seeing that prices have begun to pick up in food and non-alcoholic beverages. So on an annual basis, they're going up by 1.6%. Doesn't sound like much, but when you break it down into some, you know, everyday items, you've got bread increasing by just over 5%, pasta up 6.4%, crisps 7%, and then other items as well, like jam and sugar and so on, mm-hmm. right across the board. And I suppose why this is important is when you can see those sort of daily products going up in price, then perhaps, you know, more people believe that inflation is not just temporary, that it's here to stay. And then that feeds into expectations that maybe wages should go up as well. And then we're into that sort of danger zone that the economists in the ECB have been looking out for, the so-called second round effects, when inflation does feed into demands for higher wages and so forth.
Right. On the house price figures, again, confirming something we've seen over quite a number of months now, that the house price rises are actually greater outside Dublin than in the capital, showing again that the surge in house prices is again spreading really across the country.
Yeah, but still quite high in Dublin, so almost 13% on an annual basis in Dublin. And, you know, one of the most expensive parts of Dublin, Dunleary Rathdown, actually recorded annual house price growth in November of 15.5%, really quite remarkable. And as you mentioned there, outside of Dublin, 15% higher in the year to November. So the rest of the country catching up, and really, you know, no sign of any sort of slowdown in the increase in prices. And, you know, I think we discussed before that, you know, perhaps with the addition of higher deposits built up through savings over the pandemic, that was pushing up the price that people were able to pay within the central bank rules. I suppose one glimmer of potential hope, and that's not from the CSO figures today, but just before lunchtime, the Department of Housing released a figure for commencement notices. Now, commencement notices are when they're given notice that work has started on a building site. And the number of units in 2021 for commencement notices was just over 30,000. That's an increase on the 21,686 recorded in 2020. So 42% increase in the number of housing units being commenced.
All right. Robert Short for that. Thanks very much.